I remember, Lord help me out, because you know he knows that you know we need help. That's why he sent Jesus. And I tell this real quick, I just got started, y'all. Well, anyway, I'll tell this real quick. We first moved to Tulsa, we wind up living in Coweta. And we were renting this house. And so I came to work one day. My wife said, somebody gonna call you. And I tell, by the way she was talking, it was something kind of strange. So I got tired of her aggravating me. And you know how you work out in the sun all day and you don't want to be aggravated. So I said, what is it? You know, I finally got it out of her and said, this guy named Larry Dunning. I guess I'll never forget the name. He's going to call me. He's going to call you. And sure enough, he did. And that's when they called us and gave us the house. And here's what the Lord said to me. And I learned a lesson from that. And here's what he said to me. When I found out what he said about the house, boy, I laughed. I was just rejoiced. He said, you should have been doing it up front.
All right, come on.
And let me tell you about the up front. Because, see, it was, I don't know where it was, a couple months, maybe a little longer. Yeah, help me out. God spoke to me. I was in that shaving one Sunday morning. And he spoke to me. He said, I want you to send Oral Roberts this amount of money. And boy, and I'm knowing about our money. Next thing I'm struggling trying to tell how I'm gonna tell my wife. Finally I got up and muscled up enough strength and faith and whatever grace. I needed all the help I could get. And when I told her, you know, I'm looking for this big reaction. What are you talking about? She said, I know it. That blew me away. Well, I don't like to use that word. So we went on and did what God said. It was in May when he said that. And we went on, we did what he said. That's what he was talking about. But he said, from here on, when you pray and believe you receive something, I want some upfront shouting. If you believe you receive, listen to what I'm saying now. If you believe you received it from God, can God lie? Well, why do we act like he's lying then? We got to depend on our sight before we can get happy. Why can't we get happy, full of joy, once we pray and believe that we receive? Why can't we give him a shout? Then, that's what faith would do, but sight will wait until it sees something. I didn't get there, but I was going to talk about Thomas, but that's all right. Hallelujah. I don't care how, if you believe you receive your car, if you believe you receive your house, if you believe you receive your healing, if you believe you receive, you ought to get some shout and happiness and rejoicing and thanking God. And don't be going and do not go back and just keep asking him over and over. If you believe you receive, you ought to be offering him some thanks. Thank you, Lord, every time a thought come across your mind, your hands ought to be up. Praise God, I got it now. I got it the other day, and I'm just giving him some thanks because God can't lie, and it's surely to come to pass just like he said when he told Abraham. 42 generations later, he and Abraham and God stood there and cut a covenant, said a seed gonna come from your descendants into the earth and gonna redeem mankind. Did he do it? My God, that's thing God has for you tonight. We do not let time and space, doubt, unbelief of the folks, and none of those things. We have allowed them to move us from our set place, from our commitment, and somebody come, well, a lie, because they is bouncing around and running on here, and just because they look happy, that just because somebody look happy don't mean they got something. You need a somebody that's standing on the word, and you anchor yourself in that word, and you say, it might sound like you ugly, might sound like you out of play, but you say to that situation, live or die, sink or swim, go over, go under, come hell or high water, or low water, it doesn't matter. I ain't moving from my set place. God said it. Thank God it's so. And I'm going to praise him and thank him. They can come and laugh at me. They can walk away and not do anything for me. But I'm going to thank you, because I believed I received it, and I will not be moved. God told Abraham, I have made you a father of many nations. Can you imagine what they said to the man? He was approaching 100 years. Sarah was 90. Can you imagine what they were saying about them? He did not move from his set place. He did not give in to the pressure of talking and unbelief and doubt. And that wound of Sarah had to come alive. Hallelujah. And sure enough, Isaac showed up. And from Isaac came Jacob, and on and on and on and on and on until Jesus showed up. And I'm telling you tonight, God has not changed. I said, God has not changed. And I tell you again, God is no respect of person. We got to stop letting our bad situation dictate to us what we do. We got to let the word of God tell us, and we take our stand and prove it to be true. And that's, I'm going to tell you this in closing. This is why some saints have trouble, because they won't commit to the word of God, especially in the area of finance. If you ain't no tither, you out of order. That's just how it is. You're trying to get something you can't get until you commit to become one. There's a covenant, divine covenant connection to giving in obedience to the Spirit of God, the Word of God. Go back and check out Abraham. Go back and check out Isaac. Go back and check Jacob. Go back and check David. Go back and check them. See, I'm talking about the Old Testament saints, and find out they was givers. That's why they could receive blessing. And you tight ward, you ain't going nowhere. Not in finance. You're not going nowhere. You tight ward. You always grudging somebody else. You hear me? You gotta be a blesser. You just don't go out there and throw your money away. You listen to the Holy Ghost. First, y'all, but come on. Somebody say, I feel a Holy Ghost shout. I feel a Holy Ghost preach. Come on, Ushers.